Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Oh, they smell awesome.
They do. Randy told me to bring those to you this morning.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Touché. Touché. Boy, we got the tour yesterday thanks to Kevin and Clay Goodwin of this facility. My goodness, it's impressive.
It is impressive, and it's you know, what's really cool is I've come over here a couple times during the holidays and to see some former players like Heston Kerstad in here working out and work getting out about how nice this facility is, and to get those minor league and major league baseball players to come back here in the facility set such a great example for our current players. And it just really the ways we can use this facility not only for our student athletes, but you know, we're sitting up here in the bar that overlooks right field, and this will be a place where fans can come and enjoy the game.
Yeah, it's impressive. Last night we obviously went over to Bud Walton and watched that blowout, historic blowout, and we were talking about, I guess the word is, you're going to be doing some improvements to Bud Walton as well in the future.
Well, in the future, I mean, obviously that building now is 27, 28 years old, and the premium amenities that we're able to offer Razorback basketball fans are minimal. And so it needs a refresh and an upgrade. And so we're working with Chancellor Robinson and Dr. Bobbitt and our board, and have completed a feasibility study. So it's still a ways down the road, but it's something that's definitely on our radar screen moving forward.
You know, I was telling the guys, I remember when this was this baseball facility was proposed to come down here when Coach Broyles was still around, and I remember thinking, what a mistake. I thought it's going to be so far away from campus, and it's not going to work. And now it's worked out perfectly. You got room for more facilities too.
I think it's turned into an advantage being out here, kind of, you know, more space. Yeah,
sure. And in campus in Fayetteville has grown this
now.
You know, you look around here, all the apartments where students are living now, and they can walk over to the game and sit out in the hog pen. It's a very cool atmosphere for sure.
Roger's never been to a game
first
here.
Time.
And I'm going, how have you not been to a game? And as much as I love going to, you know, Razorback Stadium watching football, or Bud Walton and watching basketball, I'm trying to explain, there's nothing like Bomb Walker on a, you know, a SEC weekend or something. It's incredible.
I'm watching it on TV and seeing all that, and knowing I've got family up here. My brother, my youngest brother and his wife live here, and they've got season tickets. They're here all the time. We've given them away. And just knowing that to come up here, it's beautiful on TV because I love to watch baseball live. I mean, and to be out here to do it, I'm coming.
Well, you've got to come. And, Justin, you're exactly right. You know, this year with, you know, Ole Miss coming here, Mississippi State, on a Friday night, Saturday, this place is going to be awesome. And Razorback fans are really knowledgeable baseball fans. They know when it's time to cheer for their team and get behind them and that momentum that they create. And this is a tough place to come in and get away.
Yeah, man. This is a big recruiting weekend. Obviously, we heard there were some players at the game last night, some recruits, and probably this weekend. Congratulations on the bowl victory. We saw you before the game and get a chance to see you afterwards. You know, it's interesting. I was going to bring up, I don't know if you heard what Dave said. I'm sure you, I guess you did, about the challenge with this NIL money. Nick Saban came out the other day and said he thinks there should be some regulations. What do you think? Obviously, this is a year under your belt now dealing with it.
No, obviously, there needs to be some regulations. I'm really proud of our flagship program, our name, image, and likeness program, and we've set that up, and our student-athletes have been educated, and they're using that the way name, image, and likeness was intended, as just a way to financially supplement their income as students and for them to go out and earn that income like they're forming their own company. But what is rumored to be happening now in the recruiting process is what we as administrators were worried was going to happen. And that's what we've got to put some guardrails up and get our arms around that, because when you look at the number of kids, right now there's 1,500 young men in the transfer portal that play football around the country. Schools have started. Most schools started a week ago. This current week, we start next week. If you're not enrolled in a school, well, you don't have a home, and you've gone into the transfer portal and maybe thinking you're going to get an NIL deal or whatever the case may be, and you don't have a home, you don't have a scholarship, you have nowhere to go. So there's some things that we've got to get our arms around as administrators, and we've got to, for the health, long-term health of college athletics.
Well, I think that's why I was wondering, when all this stuff was being pushed, I was like, wait a minute, there are no rules. At some point, there are going to have to be some rules, you know? It's just like you knew this was going to happen sooner or later.
Sure. I mean, obviously, we've been over-legislated in the NCAA, and the NCAA really is us. I mean, the NCAA gets a bad rap, but the NCAA is the member institutions that they represent, and really the athletic directors, the presidents, chancellors, we make the rules. And we're going through the process of minimizing our constitution and taking that from roughly 100 pages down to 15 or 16 pages and creating some more divisions between Division I, Division II, and Division III so we can make some of our own rules in Division I. But there needs to be some guardrails up for this name, image, and likeness, or we're already losing control, but it's going to get out of hand.
Yeah. One of the things that so far so good, it looks like we're going to be able to keep both assistants, coordinators, Barry Odom and Kendall Browse, which is a positive. And any talk about any contract changes with Sam Pittman we need to discuss?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of talks, and Sam has been great during this process. Sam's agent, well-documented now, Jimmy Sexton, has been great, and we continue to have some conversations. We're getting closer to where I think we need to be, and I think they're comfortable being. And so, what we'll tell you, and I've said this, Sam Pittman wants to be the head football coach at the University of Arkansas. I'm not going to use that against him in the process, and he understands where we are from a revenue standpoint. And we're gonna get to an agreement that I think he's happy with, we're happy with, and he's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, I think he won the fan vote for the Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. I don't know who won the actual award, but he did win the fan vote, so yeah. Great to Arkansas fans.
That's the only one that matters, then.
Exactly right. And look, the job he has done, I mean, we went through 2-10, 2-3, 3-7, to 9-4, yeah. To third in the SEC West. And
pretty
impressive. And there's some coaches out there that have done a great job, but they started from a much different place than Sam Pittman did here at the University of Arkansas. And so how he can't receive the Coach of the Year in every award category still baffles me.
Context.
For sure.
No context was taken.
Well, speaking of NIL, coming up next, Jalen Williams. We'll talk with him about his performance last night, the big win over Missouri. Thanks for stepping by.
It's my pleasure.
Listen, thanks for the donuts.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I don't know if Jalen's actually coming here, but don't give him any donuts.
Roger and I appreciate the donuts.
Yes, sir. I think Double R put you up to this. Hunter, thanks so much.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good time.
Bye-bye.
All right, 9 o'clock. Jalen Williams up next.